Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
And I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Doing very well indeed. Busy weekend again in horse racing this weekend. We've got two good flat meetings at Leperstown and Naas, and a good national hunt card at Cork as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Certainly it's getting busy this time of year, Patrick, I suppose, as the flat winds down and the national hunt gets going. Unseasonable fine weather, there's no doubt. It's hard to believe Leperstown is only yielding tomorrow. Naas here, even up the road from me, is quite good, actually, on Sunday. While Cork have to have the taps on for the national hunt horses on Sunday. So certainly, yeah, the unseasonable weather is probably delaying a lot of the national hunt horses coming out. We could good race there, Punchdown last Tuesday and Wednesday, but again, some of the horses missed the races because the ground was very lively. So it is unbelievable that we're still talking about fast ground almost the end of October.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Let's look back at last week's action. Some fascinating results as well. Last Sunday's Munster National, an exciting finish there for that one. Looked like Klein trainer James Murray was going to haul out all the stops with Noctrot Tali Abu, but it was the JP McManus owned Spiderweb who claimed first prize with a thrilling finish in the last furlong.
Absolutely, indeed. Patrick, watching that up in Navan, and I honestly tell you, Charlie Abu was going to pull off a 40-1 shot. Would have been great for James Mudaway. He looked all over the winner, and Spiderweb just seemed to sprout wings in the last half hour to catch him and come home and win well for JP McManus. And a good win there for Luke Dempsey, very good rider, Luke, and one of our younger riders. And it was a great result. Good race, I must say, the Munster National. No luck for Ruby on his return. He two favourites there, but no joy. But of course, he's back on board then. He had a winner on Tuesday and a winner on Wednesday as well, a Punchdown. So he's back in the title race. But just saying off air there, Rachel Blackmore still continues to set a strong gallop and really do extremely well. She's riding winners almost every day of the week, and she really is doing very well with the Henry de Bromhead stable, who seem to have an awful lot of very nice horses this year. Obviously Giggenstone very, very quick to support Rachel, so she certainly is putting it up to everybody else.
And a good win also for Tombstone in the PwC Rated Chase.
Yes, he is. He always had plenty of ability to him, so I'm never sure that he'd be totally in love with the game of jumping fences, but always has lots of ability, and he did improve in his recent run at Over Hurdles at Tipperary there a couple of weeks ago, and he beat Montalbano very well. Good day for Gordon Elliott, a nice treble that day.
What about the Cesaroch then on Sunday, where we had John Joseph Murphy creating a small bit of a shock, I suppose, with Brazos returned a 16-1 shot?
Well, that's right. He was a good winner at Killarney early on in the year. The old King and the Gold Cup would have been called at one stage, Patrick. And he certainly went under the radar a bit. The only bad run he had was in the GPT Amateur Handicap at Galway, where he didn't seem to handle the track. But he's a fairly solid horse, and he got a very good ride off Shane Foley. He really did travel very well during the race. And even though Willie had seven runners in the race, the best he could do was Nessun Dharma, which was my own fancy, but he ran well, but he just wasn't good enough. And great to see a small stable like John Murphy win a nice big pot with Brazos. And he's a nice horse to go over hurdles with, I said, that fella. But he may probably stay and train next year in the flat and try and come back and win more good races.
Now, of course, the £500,000 English Cesaro, which was on Saturday, one of the features at Newmarket. And of course, the Irish, as you mentioned last week, haven't won the race since 2007, but this year we'll have won two in the race.
Yeah, Willie Munn, certainly these type of long distance races suit his type of horses, and he's seven runners. He'd a lot of strong fancies for the race. But Low Sun, he's done a great job this year. I've seen him winning big handicaps at Fairy House. He also won a big one at Galway under Katie O'Farrell, and then he also won a nice one at the Curra on Derby weekend. He's a very, very consistent horse. He loved a very fast ground, which was probably unusual this time of year to have it that fast, but he certainly likes it. And then Shamie Heffernan, an ideal partner, as Willie Mullen said. Both of them are under pressure quite a long way out, but they keep going, and it was a very good performance. Good effort from Uradel too, it has to be said. I've seen him win at the GPT, or the old GPT Amateur Handicap at the Galway Festival, beating Limini, and fair play, ran a cracking race from a bit of day. Didn't go down without a fight, and it was good to see Willie win that prize and bring it back home for Ireland. We haven't won the Star Wars since 2007, but I say with the extra prize money in the race now, it's worth £500,000 that race now. We'll see a strong challenge from Ireland in the years ahead.
Yeah, and of course the Dewhurst going to two down hot. He was very down hot on Saturday, pulling very early in the race, but cruised home like a speed train, winning by 2 and 3 parts of length.
Well, like me, like a lot of people, I was the same as, you know, you have to be kind of convinced by these horses. I've seen him once or twice, and I thought, yeah, nice horse, but he's got to do it at the highest level. And I have to say, I was very impressed from last Saturday, no question about it. You say he pulled very hard, looked in trouble, hit this kind of flat spot he normally does, but really when he picked up, and he went away very impressively. And certainly at this stage, I have to say, he is the most likely Guineas winner for next year. Aidan O'Brien's Anthony Van Dyke ran very well, but definitely, I think, shows that he's probably not a Guineas horse. He's probably more a long-distance horse. He just hadn't got the pace for him. And it was good good run from Advertise as well, I'd say. Won the Group 1 race here in the Takura in early August. That was quite a good performance, but certainly put up a fine performance last week. But Two Down Hot at this stage looks just too good for everything else at the moment, and it'll be very interesting to see how things happen over the winter.
Yep, so all that to keep an eye out over the winter. Let's go to the present moment, because this weekend there's three meetings done for decision. One meeting on Saturday, that is at Leopardstown, where the going is described as yielding. And let's kick off with the third race of the card. First race of the card is due off at 1:35, but looking at the Leopardstown Nursery over the mile, we've got 13 horses to care for this one.
Yes, indeed, Patrick, and certainly Joseph O'Brien has a strong hand here. Three of the top four horses trained by him, and his horse Face the Poke Out, the top weight in the race, has been extremely consistent. Only just got beaten at Cork last time. He loved the trip, and I think even with an outside draw of Stall 13, he's got a great chance of conceding weight all round here. Nike and Nemensis, an interesting name there for William McCurry. Good winner at Nace last time in a similar type race. Up £10 for that, which is a fairly stiff penalty, but Young Mason Cross claimed £7, so he should go well as well. And maybe down recent winner at Gordon Harvest Bow for Noel Mead would have a bit of a chance for Colin Keane. But I think Face the Poke Out might just be good enough.
The 3:05 race is the Kilvullen Stakes, Group 3 contest for 2-year-olds only, over 7 furlongs, and you've 10 entering the stalls for this one.
Yeah, and I think again, Joseph here will go with No Knees Never. I thought he was very impressive when he run at the Dock there a couple of weeks ago, beating a horse called Old Glory, trained by Aidan O'Brien. Now he takes him on again, but there's a length and 3/4 between him on that occasion, and doesn't really look to be any reason that form won't be confirmed on Saturday. No Knees Never, the earlier one at the Down Royal, he also finished 4th in a good sales race at Doncaster in September. Looks a very nice horse to me by No Knees Never, No Name Never, who's a very good sire this year. Could Be King was a good winner at Limerick last weekend, and should go well with Breaking Story, might have a bit of a chance as well for Sheila Levery. Good race this one, but I think No Knees Never is certainly the one to beat.
The Trigo Stakes is the listed contest, over 10 furlongs, due off at 3:40, and a maximum field of 9.
Yeah, very interesting race this one, Patrick. William Mullins is Ribbon Light, actually ran in Seoul last time as a race in Korea, and didn't really show much there. But before that, he won the Galway Mile in great style under top weight. That was the second year in a row he actually won it. And with a rating of 112 here, you'd have to say he has a good chance. Ken Common's Success Days, if he adopts his usual front-running tactics, could take a bit of taking back here. I'd say he would probably prefer maybe a bit softer ground, but he certainly has some very good form to his credit and should go well. Insignia Rank is a much improved horse for Joseph Murphy. Has gone up to a rate of 97 in the last couple of runs, gone up £24 for his most recent two wins, but this is an even stiffer task for him. But Dermot Wells, Flavia, showed a bit of form. He's only on his two runs today. He was a winner at Leopardstown at this meeting actually last year as a two-year-old, and only ran once this season to finish in second. But I think Aidan O'Brien's North Face could be the one to beat. Second last and out to Ship of Dreams in the listed race at Cork, before they had won a maiden at Navan. Likely race, open to more improvement, and might just be good enough.
The €25,000 total handicap over the mile has a maximum field of 16, which is due off at 4:15.
Yeah, and Ozzy Valentine has done very well the top weight here this season, won 3 times for Aidan McGuinness, and successful last Friday week at Dundalk, beating Cattyman. That's very good form, and even with a top weight here of 9:14, should go very, very close again. Shatterath for Andrew Oliver has only raced a couple of times and ran well last week in second at Limerick. Must have a chance again, but the one I was looking at is a horse called Turbine. He's very, very consistent for Dennis Hogan, likes the likely go ground. Killian Hennessy claims £7. Just finds it hard maybe to get his head in front, but a mile will suit him very well around Leopardstown. He's a good round start 7, and he'll give supporters a good run for their money.
Anything else at the Leopardstown venue on Saturday, Martin?
Maybe the last race, Patrick, a horse called Perfect Tappatino will probably start favourite with Joseph O'Brien. He won well at Nace last time out. Before that, had won well at the Curragh as well, but second at Gordon Park. But maybe a horse there with a bit of a chance, a horse called the Kid Bobby B. Showed a bit of form when winning Nace as a two-year last season. Been likely rest this season, but has come down the weights. And just off, a handy mark of 9.7 with a rating of 79. I think he's probably a bit better than that. And I think he's a good each-way chance in a decent race with a pair with the first four there with 19 runners.
Okay, so that's the Leopardstown card on Saturday, due off at 1:35. Same start time for Nace on Sunday, Martin, where it's good, yielding good in places for the Birdcatcher meeting, and that's where we're going to start. Is the 2-year-old Premier Nursery called the Birdcatcher, over 6 furlongs, maximum field of 16 going to post.
fiercely competitive, as you would expect, for good prize money here, Patrick. And one of the longest races here, I suppose, longest running races in the country, the World Catcher, goes back very many, many years. And top 8 in the Brian's North Wind shares that with Recon Mission, who's a good form for Michael O'Callaghan this season. Good winner of a nursery at Ferry House a couple of weeks ago, and then ran second in this race last weekend at Navan behind all the King's men. His weight has gone up a fair bit because of that. He must have a good chance. John Fane's Dragon's Call was a bit of a surprise winner at Navan last time out. Went up £13 for that, but young Sean Davis claims back 5 and could go well. While Chestnut Express for Dan Bunyan was also a winner over course, and this was last time, and is up £7. The one I was looking at maybe Johnny Murphy's Lord Rapscallion. Very, very consistent animal. Basically in at the weights here against Reconditioning the second last time, but it's a good bit better off at the way it's here. And Conor Hogan does well for the stable. Johnny Morton's had a very good season, and he could round it off tomorrow with victory in this, or on Sunday with victory in this 2:35 the Birdcatcher Premier Nursery.
The Foreign Equine Irish EBF Auction Race Final Series is the 3:10 contest, Martin, over 7 furlongs. And of course, this is a series that's been running throughout the summer, plenty qualifiers all over the country, and you've got a maximum field of 16 will go to post.
Yeah, organisers are very happy with the final field. There's 10 previous winners in this, Patrick. You know, it is a good prize, 70,000 to the winner, so no surprise there. And the recently revitalised Joe Murphy stable has a good chance here with number one, Gustavo Vestman. He was a good winner last time at Ferry House. Now, he's down stalled 15 out of 16 isn't great, but he must have a good chance under Biddy Lee. Geraldine's Kestrel Prince has won twice already this season and must have a chance. But when I was looking at Michael Callaghan's Dark Pursuit, winner was only started down Royal in August, was a pretty good winner in that occasion. Be the horse of Geraldine's, who actually runs here again, Army Recruit. He just went on and finished second and third in a couple of good maidens afterwards. I just think Dark Pursuit is unexposed and might have enough potential to win this very valuable prize.
The Garnet Stakes is the 3:45 contest, Martin. Over the mile, the list of contests with 14 runners.
Well, if Could It Be Love could produce the form that finished for close second to Alpha Centauri in the Irish 1,000 guineas at the Curragh earlier on the season, she would win here. But she's been fairly disappointing since, has to be said, Patrick, and doesn't look the most straightforward of animals, doesn't seem to be overly enthusiastic. They've tried all sorts of headgear, blinkers and sorts of all different distances as well, 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, now up to a mile here as well. I just think Emma Wells Making Light is more consistent. She disappointed last time in Fast Ground at Leopardstown on Champions Weekend, but before that, good winner at Cork, also won over this course and distance earlier on the season. I think she'll win even though she's a very dodgy draw on stall 14. Declan McDonough takes the mound. I think Making Light will take plenty of beating in this one.
The Bungle in the Jungle Bluebell Stakes is the closing race at Naas on Sunday. Due off a 5:20, maximum field at 12.
Yeah, one English runner here, Dance Legend, for Ray Guest, Fran Berry, ran some decent races. One nice race against Sea of Class, which would be good form. And Sea of Class also is represented by a horse called Romania here of Denver Wells, ran the Irish Oaks behind Sea of Class, didn't get much involved, was only beaten 10 lengths, but that obviously is good form. Panstar is good, consistent there for Jim Bulger, probably would prefer a bit more rain, and whether she gets a mile and a half is open to question. But the one I was looking at is Calixana for Mick Halford and Roland Whelan. Mick is a great four-timer at Dundalk last Friday week, so his stable is in good form at the moment. And this one has been running consistently well all season and was a winner at Roscommon over this distance. I think she's a decent mare and might go in again for Roland Whelan, who's had a very, very good season, especially the last couple of months.
Anything else on the Naas card on Sunday, Martin?
A couple of maidens, I suppose, early on there. I think one of Dermot Wells, Frosty Beach, ran well when second in a Cork maiden last time. She might be able to get home in the second race, although it's not for newcomers and that, so you wouldn't be sure. In the Apprentice Handicap, the 4:15, a horse called Castle Guest, again from Mick Helford, will have the good ground he wants. Hasn't won in quite a long time, but has been running quite well this season, and it might be good enough to defy top weight in that 4:15 event.
So that's the action at Naas on Sunday. Let's change tack now and move to the National Hunt Racing, which takes place at Cork Racecourse Mallow this weekend, where the first race is due off at 1:50. The going is good, with selective watering taking place in certain parts of the track. The first race we're going to look at is the 2:20. That is the novice hurdle over 3 miles, Martin. We've seen plenty of good horses winning this race, and we've got his field of 7 going to post.
Yeah, some interesting ones here, as you said, Patrick. And interesting, no Willie Mullins or Gordon Elliott in this one, and I think it's quite open. He's No Molly was a good winner last time for No Mead, a very, very comfortable winner of a week enough race now. Did win it, but at Downpatrick was at that occasion. Steps up a class here, but must have a decent chance. While certainly I do like Optical Confusion, looked all over a winner at Navan last time, caught close home there for the Michael Butler stable, and that might be the one to go with here. All Big Prince would also have a chance for the Michael O'Connor stable. Young £7 claimer taken £7 off that would be interesting. Well, Jack Fiasco is also also winner last time for Jessica Harrington and Robbie Power. So interesting contest, but I think Optic and Confusion is the one I'd be giving a bit of a nod to.
Yeah, of course, Chris O'Donovan claiming the £7 aboard Mikey O'Connor train, Marbury Prince, of course, our point-to-point novice champion from 2 years ago. The 3 mile handicap hurdle then is due off at 2:55, Martin, with 16 going to post.
Yeah, Naturally Bond is a good Tour de Tipperary over this course, over this trip last time. This 3 miles, he would want to get the trip well. P.A. Gallagher claims £5 there for Pat Cronin's charge. I think that might just be good enough. The Bally Boys was a good effort at last time, second to Clonmel for Ray Hackett. Donald McInerney rides this one. He's obviously had one of the finds of the season. He's really doing very well in these type of races, and he claims 3 now, and he must have a good chance. But I think Naturally Blonde each way might give a bit of an each way support there for that one.
The 2 mile 2019 membership handicap hurdle is the 3:30 contest, Martin, and you've got 12 runners declared here.
Yeah, Padraig O'Connor was a good winner at Gordon Park last, narrow winner, but went up £7. Paul Cowan, the Renew's association with that, and obviously has a good chance. I do like the top one here, though, like an open book. It's been a bit unlucky for the John Burke stable this season. A bit unlucky at the Galway Festival, but knocked down very early. And again, in last week's Irish Desarvage, was actually brought down at an early stage by one of Aidan O'Brien's horses, actually interfered with it. Unfortunately, rider Julie Burke had no option, but unfortunately had to part company with like an open book. Just a bit unlucky animal, but certainly plenty of ability, and the good ground will actually suit her. I think even with top weight and Martin Burke back on board claiming 5 just might be good enough here.
The Co-op Superstars Dottley Handicap Chase is the big race worth €50,000, due off at 4 o'clock, maximum field of 8.
Yeah, I do like this 8 to later, I have to say, Patrick. Winner at Punchdown during the week over hurdles. Loves the good ground. But he main danger here, Lake Takapuna. There was actually only a head between the last time at Sligo, and 8 to later, about 3 or 4 pounds better off for a very narrow beating at that occasion. Our Dougal wants to have a chance for Henry Bomhead. He likes the good ground. He was second at Killarney last time. But Penny James, a good winner at Galway last time, went up £9 for that. But this looks a bit of a stronger contest. I think 8 to late has a lot going for him and can win here for Mark Walsh and Francis Casey.
The novice chase ends the penultimate contest on the card, due off of 4:35, Martin, just the 6 runners, but looks very competitive on paper.
It is indeed, and could be another one for Rachel Blackmore. Henry Durham had the alliance here with Judgment Day, won well at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago, and would definitely have a good chance here. Millcrest definitely looks the biggest danger, while Polar Present was a faller recently, but it was better than that, and granted a clear round for Seamus Fahey, would definitely go close as well. But I think Judgment Day can keep the run going for Rachel Blackmore.
Very unusually we will touch on bumpers, Martin, but we've got a rematch here of the first and second from Tipperary from a couple of weeks ago. First approach against Dr. Duffy.
Yeah, it was interesting. There was a lot of money on Dr. Duffy on that occasion, all right, Patrick. I suppose, you know, with the penalty now for first approach, he's £7 better off, which would suggest that he probably should win this. Ray Barron, of course, rides as well, sends another £7. It's certainly a lot of money went astray there. And he looked all over the winner, I must say, for most of the trip, but didn't just quite get there in the end, first approach. Could be an interesting horse for Noel Mead. James Eclipse also a winner as well, and Freedom Gooby won well for Timmy Hyde last time out as well. But I just think Dr. Duffy might be able to gain compensation for a defeat last time.
Okay, so that is the Irish racing this weekend. We're going to have a look at the racing around the world. We're going to start off with Quipco Champions Day at Ascot, which takes place on Saturday, Martin. We're going to go through all the races. The first race being the Long Distance Cup over just shy of 2 miles. Two off 125, the maximum field here of 7.
Well, Stradivarius will definitely be the warm favourite here, Patrick, and he's had a tremendous season. He won £1 million bonus for winning 3 or 4 Group 1 races at the Stayers distance, and he was very good winner at the Ascot Royal Cup. But also seen him in at Doncaster last time, a couple of weeks ago. You know, you might have your reservations here. He just looked a bit laboured on that occasion. Maybe the long, hard season is catching up with him, and the likelihood of very soft ground here might not be to his in his favour. Now, Aidan O'Brien is launching a strong challenge here against him at 3 useful and up-and-coming horses, if you know what I mean. Flight of Honour, in particular, winner of the Irish Ledger last time, also won the Ledger Trial and won the Curragh Cup. It really goes there, this fella, and could even develop into an Africa Gold Cup horse next season. Not surprised to see Ryan Moore taking hit the mount on this one. Thomas Hobson, Neeson Archer, William Mullins, but I think the ground won't really be in his favour. Sir Eric won well last time for Aidan O'Brien at Limerick last weekend, but it's probably a big step up in class, but he could go well on ground that'll suit him. I think Stradivarius is the class to win it, there's no doubt about that, but Flag of Honour is the improving horse, and I just might think tomorrow things could go in his way.
T2 o'clock is the Kipco British Champions Sprint over 6 furlongs, and you've got 14 declared in this one.
Yeah, a couple of Irish runners here. Son of Rest for Fozzie Stack and Speaking Colours for Joseph Bryan. Son of Rest was the horse that just dead heated actually for first place in the Ergo Cup a couple of weeks ago. Loves soft ground. It was supplemented at a cost of 40,000 into this race last Monday. In saying that, he definitely has a lot of form to find here to actually win this. This is a very strong contest, as you would imagine. Harry Angel has been a very good sprinter for Clive Crox. Doesn't seem to like Ascot, though, it has to be said. Has never won here in 4 or 5 starts, and I'd be happy to oppose him tomorrow. I do think, though, the 10 man is a worthy favourite for James Fanshawe. Good winner at Haydock last time out on very, very soft ground. Probably will have that same conditions, and you can see why he starts favourite tomorrow. The one I do like, though, is last year's winner, Labrice Breeze. Loves Ascot, loves a strong gallop, and while it hasn't been as successful this year as it was last year, I just think could be hitting the farm at the right time, and a nice each-way price maybe. It might be the each-way selection.
The third race in the card is the Kipco British Champions Fillies and Mare Stakes over 11.5 furlongs, and a very competitive contest here with 11 fillies and mares going to post.
Yeah, John Gosden and Frankie Dettori have 4 good chances tomorrow, Patrick. I suppose as bookies, as you know, working on bookies yourself, there'll be an awful lot of accumulators and lucky 15s and doubles and trebles, and Lati Mare will certainly head most of them, it has to be said, on the strength of her fine effort when second to Kew Gardens in the English St. Ledger at Doncaster last month. That was only her second one this season. She won well at York a couple weeks ago before that. She's a really classy mare this. Now whether very soft ground is to her favour or not, I'm not quite sure, but she certainly looks to have the class to win this. There's a real strong challenge though from Hayden O'Brien. He's run 6 horses here in the race, and well, each have an each way chance. I think Magical probably will be the pick of those on the soft ground, and no surprise see Ryan Moore take the mount. Roger Varian's Palastro has been a very good mare this season and should go well, but Coronet for John Gosden is a good backup there. She has run some very good races in defeat this season, but might have to settle for a place. I think Lati Dare takes an awful lot of beating in this one, and she looks one of the bankers of the day here.
The fourth race is the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes over the Straight Mile, where we have a maximum field of 15.
Well, the interesting thing here, Patrick, is Roaring Lion. Like, he's been a star horse this season, but connections have decided, obviously trained by John Gosden and, you know, the mount of O'Sheen Murphy, they've decided to avoid Cracksman in the Champion Stakes. I would have thought the Champion Stakes was the race for Roaring Lion, but the soft ground is definitely a big worry here. And I think, you know, because of soft ground, they're going to take the route of going the shorter distance of a mile. And he's a very good horse, as everybody knows. He ran third in the Derby, won the Eclipse, he's won the Dudmont International, and last time was a brilliant winner, I thought, of the Irish Champion Stakes, beating Saxon Warrior on very quick ground at Leopardstown in early September. I think he's a star horse, this fella, and he is the class, and I hope he does win this. But in saying that, run over a mile on very soft ground isn't what he wants. And this one could be, of the 4 hot favourites for John Gosden, this one could be vulnerable. Again, Edna Bryan is a strong chance with numerous entries here. The one I like myself is actually happily each way for Edna Bryan. She loves the soft ground. Ran well when second to Lawrence, who of course is a big danger here. Lawrence won the Matron Stakes at Leopardstown in early September, beating of course Alpha Centauri on that occasion. Then won the Sun Chariot Stakes last time, beating Happily. Now that was Happily's first run for quite a while. I've got a feeling Happily and very soft ground tomorrow could reverse that form, and she's got the each way chance here, I think, to actually cause a bit of a shock. As I say, Roaring Lion is definitely the best horse in the race. It's not too harsh race though, because Recalitis for the French trainer must have a good chance for Olivier Pellier on board. Also Adeb for William Haggis, he loves soft ground. He was a winner at Lincoln early on the season, and it's a very, very smart horse. Beat the Bank is another one, and even Leighton Spear has won Group 1 races as well, of course, winning the Sussex Days. So a very strong race. I just feel the Roaring Lion is going to have to be at his best to win this, and I just don't think conditions will suit, and I also think the drop to a mile is probably against him. Should mention, of course, Ken Conlon runs Romanized here. He won the Irish 2000 Guineas at a price of 25-1, but he probably looks up against it. It's a cracking contest. I'm going to go for Happily each way at a decent price.
The Kipco Champion Stakes, of course, a big race on the card and over the 10 furlong trip. Drew off at 3.50, Martin. Of course, we've got Cracksman here, but he got beaten at Royal Ascot back in June. We have Crystal Ocean, who's making his way for Michael Stout and William Buick, only beaten by 3 lengths by Enable last time out at Kempton Park.
Yeah, and there's no question, Patrick, on last year's form, Cracksman was a superb winner this race. He won 7 lengths and, you know, looked a real superstar. Now, it has to be said this year, he hasn't really gone on as you would expect. He did win the Coronation Cup. He won early on the Prix Ganay fairly well in France, and that looked very good. He was very disappointed in Ascot, and it's just his attitude lately this season just has looked a bit suspect, it has to be said. Now, they're throwing blinkers on him for the first time, which is possibly not a positive sign if you're thinking of backing him. He's a very sharp price. He will have conditions in his favour, no question. The softer ground, the better. He does have Frankie Dettori, and obviously John Gosden has a wonderful season, and will be crowned champion jockey tomorrow, or champion trainer again tomorrow. If you want to take Sharp Price, he's obviously the one, but I just have slight doubts about the horse's attitude, and I just wonder, this is going to be his last race, win, lose or draw. He's going to be retired after this, and he has been a very, very good horse. But I just wonder this season, you know, is he the same horse as he was? You'd have to say, you want to see him win again tomorrow to prove that, and taking Price at 9 to 10 or 4 to 5, I'd rather not do that. Capri, I think, for Aidan O'Brien has a very good chance. Ran well in the Arc, might be a bit short from here, but they are running Rhododendron to make a strong gallop for him. And I think on soft ground would certainly suit him. He could hit the frame. Also, Verbal Dexterity for Jim Bulger wouldn't be without a chance in the pick of his best form. He was a good winner at National Stakes last season on soft ground. But I do like myself, Crystal Ocean. I think he's a good horse. Ground mightn't be totally suitable, but he's a very, very good animal. As you say, he was trying the impossible task against Enable last time, trying to give her £8. We've seen how that worked out. He didn't lose much in defeat, but Enable is a superstar filly, and that was a great effort. Before that, he ran some cracking races. He ran very well in the King George. I just think he's a solid horse and might be just the one to beat.
And in the Balmoral Handicap, Martin, do you like anything there in the 23 runner handicap?
It's wide open. I can see why Raising Sand is favourite. I've seen him win the last time. He was a good performance for Jamie Osborne, won very well. You'd imagine, you know, he's 4-5-1. He could be the one here, I suppose, to maybe send the punters home happy. Nicola Curry, fair play to her. She's a very, very good young rider in England. If you could see her riding the winner in Champions weekend, and she'd be the one I'd be cheering on tomorrow.
Okay, so that is the English action, the major English action over the weekend. Just a touch over in America, the Grand National Hurdle takes place, where we have a couple of Irish runners over here. Danny Mullins is going over to Roy Days of Heaven for Jack Fisher. Emerton David Mullins pair up with Tornado Watch. That's number 3 on your card. Hammersley Lake for Charlie Longson and Brian Hughes, number 4. Number 5 in the card is Clarkham, of course, recently sold by Gigginstown. Will be trained by Gordon Elliott and, of course, ridden by Jack Kennedy. And, of course, Jury Duty as well, also for Gordon Elliott, will be ridden by Puppy Power.
Interesting race there. Jury Duty is a very, very versatile horse, I must say, last season, Patrick, and he could be one. He ran a quite good race, I thought, last time in Ireland, and might be the one that might pick up. It's obviously a different race over in America, and it's a long way to travel, but I think he's a very versatile horse, and he could be very interesting there. It's a funny kind of track over there in America. It seemed to go around in circles for quite a while. It's an awful lot different to Ireland, and fair play to him for taking about the prize money is extremely good. I think maybe of that quartet you mentioned there, Joey Judy could be the one there.
Okay, and then down in Australia, of course, we're in the middle of the Melbourne Spring Carnival at the moment, and the big race tomorrow is the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, of course, a race with huge traditions and a good lead of form going into the Melbourne Cup itself. And of course, Aidan O'Brien has one of the hot favourites going into the race tomorrow, and recently renamed since he went down under, the Cliffs of Moher, and he'll be ridden by Winx's jockey Huey Bowman.
Yes, it's interesting, Patrick. He's always a very promising horse, of course, second in the Derby last year, and he ran some very good races this year, second in the Tattersalls Gold Cup, behind Sable Companion Lancaster Bomber. He's always been kind of a nearly horse, as we said. He's been a bit unlucky. I suppose I can see why he's going down to Australia. It'd be nice to pick up a big prize down here, and I think, you know, on the pick of his form, he'd have a great chance. He wouldn't mind the fast ground there tomorrow, and Hugh Bowman obviously knows the track very well, so it's interesting that he takes the view. And of course, Yucatan won very well last weekend there for Aidan O'Brien. It's hard to know the Australian opposition, but certainly Cliffs of Moher, I wouldn't pull off anyone backing them anyway.
Yeah, at around 5 or 6 to 1, probably worth the bet. Each way drawn out of stall 3 in the big race tomorrow morning at 6:40. So that's it for this weekend's racing, Martin, but it's that time of the week where we get your best bets.
Okay, so Leopardstown on Saturday, Patrick. I think he'll take a chance on that North Face in the 3:40. I think he's got a nice future and he could win that one. In Cork on Sunday, I do like 8 to late in the big race, the 4 o'clock. The fast ground would suit him. And Nace on Sunday, the 4:15, I go along with, 3:45, Making Light, I think, for Dermot Whelan and Declan McDonough. That's a very good chance of winning that one.
And we'll give you one over in Ascot as well.
In Ascot, I think Lassie Dar would probably win. It's probably not much point in giving you that because it's only 11 to 10. So I'm going to go for Labrisa Breeze, about 10 or 12 to 1 in the 2 o'clock race.
Okay, Martin. Look, thanks very much for joining us again this weekend. And of course, we'll have a bumper Horse Racing Ireland podcast next week because we'll have the, of course, it's the Bank Holiday weekend next week. And of course, we'll have the Cox Plate down under as well. So plenty to talk about next week. So thanks for joining us this week and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Patrick. Take care of yourself. Bye now.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.